It's energy forecast time yet again, this time for the month and quarter ahead. Think of this as a little psychic insight into the upcoming energy at play, how to work with it, and how to maximize its presence in your life, helping you feel more aligned and abundant. You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, your weekly dose of insights, inspiration, and information, helping you align your life's path and purpose. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. I'm an author, speaker, and mentor passionate about intuition, self-discovery, and soul purpose. And I'm known for my practical psychic predictions and energy forecasts. Stick around as we explore how to tune into and express your true self so you can live the life you were born to live. Well, if you've been following along here on the podcast for the past few months, it shouldn't come as a surprise when I tell you that the theme for April is timing. And that's because I've been talking about it since February. And actually, for some of you, I've been talking about it before in the annual collective energy forecast. At the end of 2020, I pulled a card for the year, every month, and every week for 2022. So I knew that the period of February to April was going to be quite pivotal. Now, the timing card by itself is often a reminder to surrender, to have patience, and to allow a higher, more divine timing to unfold. And when this card appears, we're reminded that our plans for our life are not set in stone. They can be overturned and overridden, and there are just bigger things than us that can end up influencing the timing of our lives. And so as we move through April, because this is a bookend to this kind of energy that actually started back in February, there is also a sense here of tying up loose ends, finishing what was started or what had to be put down. We can pick it back up again. Or we may simply start to make sense of the delays that we have been experiencing in the last couple of months. Now, as this goes to air, we are also preparing for the arrival of a new quarter according to our calendar. And even though you know that spirit doesn't have a clock and soul doesn't have a calendar, I do like to use the calendar as a loose time frame for us to work with. And so we're moving into a new frequency. Now, the first quarter of the year was around path of least resistance, and the second quarter is around dreams. These are two really quite different energies, really two different frequencies and different focuses. And so with the path of least resistance in those first few months of the year, we were needing to understand our resistance, to, you know, get used to the idea of delays, but there was also a call to revisit our boundaries. And so taking some time to really consider which of your boundaries have shifted, what had to be reinforced, or perhaps there is just some new boundary that you've had to put in place. Remembering, of course, that our boundaries can be physical, mental, emotional, and energetic. Certainly, in the time since I recorded the Q1 forecast and recording this today, we saw Russia invade Ukraine and literally disregard the geographic boundary in place, amongst others. Here in Brisbane, where I live, in fact, right throughout southeast Queensland down to northern New South Wales, at least at the time of this recording, it's only the 1st of March when I'm recording this, we've seen widespread flooding, which is the very literal spilling over of a river bank or a river boundary. So It helps, I think, for me to share some of these things, as they're not always as literal as we may take them, or they may come up in ways that surprise us. If you're interested in understanding more about the energy of the next quarter, I would invite you to check out the Q2 Collective Energy Forecast. I will add a link to it in the show notes, but actually all of this year's energy forecast, the big deep dive energy forecast with healings and channelings, the ones that are available to purchase are over at thelittlesage.com. And so if you were to purchase the Q2 forecast, you will be guided in much deeper to the themes around dreams. But you will also be guided through an energy upgrade of releasing old dreams and welcoming in new. Okay, so back in February, and it would have been in episode 143, if you wanted to go back and take a listen and be able to reflect. In that episode, in the forecast for February, I shared some of the key themes for February right through to the end of April. And they were that we needed to be able to open ourselves to a concept beyond our calendar time or linear physical clock-based time, and instead to start thinking about the timing of our own making, how we influence time, how we can bend and shape time. There were also some calls back in February that the timing of the collective, that the timing of the earth herself is far bigger than any individual timing that we might have for our life. There were really big themes around patience, as well as who and what we can control. So think of April as our final stretch with this energy. Not only are we being invited to complete the cycle by tying up those loose ends and finishing what was started, or perhaps picking up what we had previously put down, we're also being asked to go deeper. If you have still been resisting, if you have been fighting against the energy that we began 2022 with, if you have not instilled boundaries, or you've been too fixed or too forced with what you've been trying to put into place, the timing that you've been, you know, so hell-bent on holding, then April may be challenging. But of course, if you've been listening along, hopefully you've already had the heads up and the energy of April will be much, much easier for you. I guess one way of extrapolating from that is that for a great portion of our broader population, who don't just listen to this podcast, but who may not necessarily have seen themselves on some sort of spiritual journey of sorts, this could be a very challenging month. So those key themes are still in place, but wrap it up. What have you learned and what have you implemented and integrated around the nature of time? The nature of timing, of patience, and accepting who and what we really can control. Each month when I deliver these forecasts, I like to include the affirmation that accompanies them. And so the affirmation that accompanies the timing card in the Little Sage Oracle card deck is this: I trust everything occurs in divine right order. Okay, one to keep working with in the coming weeks. I also like to share with you the lessons and the purpose that's tied up with this energy. So again, back in February, some of the lessons that I introduced as ones we would be exploring was to wait it out, that things would be shifting in March, and that by April we should start to see some of the timelines lining up again, or any of the ground that we had to recover would be recovered by the time we got to April. So it would be prudent to reflect and to really think about who or what you have had to wait out and what element of that have you been able to control or not. April will allow us a chance to realign those timelines for the image that I just saw then was the arrow that gets pulled back. So if you were to think of an archer who's got the bow and arrow set up and the arrow gets pulled back and there's a lot of tension, but in doing so, in pulling back, in recovering that ground, the archer can redirect, can become more laser focused and can hopefully release that tension and pressure and build up more speed for that arrow to hit the target. And so that's the kind of energy really that I feel here in April. What was lost before will be recovered. Back in February, I also said that some of the resistance and shifting boundaries and some of the challenges and delays that we would be facing throughout February and March were not a sign to give up, but instead an invitation for us to realign and reconsider and redefine our own desires, our own plans, and of course our timing. So consider the internal change that you've been moving through, and that's something we've spoken about a lot here on the podcast throughout March. How did you respond to these external changes? What was the inner world transformation to move through confusion and frustration and upset and disappointment, heartbreak even, that allowed you or is allowing you now as the weeks of April continue to see things differently? So not only are we tying out some of these lessons from February, there are a couple of new ones here as well. Now, because I know what the upcoming weekly themes are, I'm going to hint at them here. But of course, if you get the weekly newsletter, you'll have more of this in there as well. So there are some extra themes around acceptance and soulmates and three threads. And so as we move through April, I'll talk about that a little more in the weekly newsletter. But we're going to be asked to see our relationships differently, whether that's our relationship to ourself, our relationship to the meaningful people in our, perhaps our inner circle or in our communities, but also our relationship much more broadly. We're going to need to look at how all of this is edging each of us deeper into ourselves, into changing our inner world, our perceptions, by going over hurts, triggers, wounds, so that we can actually get to where we want to go both individually and collectively next. Now, the purpose that sprung up out of February, I'm going to also revisit here because, as I've said, we're tying off the loose end or completing this cycle as we move through April. So there may still be, and certainly we needed it in February and March, but there may still be a call here in April to surrender and to have patience. This is the kind of active surrender. It's not about giving up or giving in, but instead to create a space where we're flowing with the energy, with the flows that are in front of us, rather than fighting against it. We've been asked to allow something else to fall into place. And essentially, April says, well, what was that thing? Who or what has shown up in your life? Who and what has shown up on this broader collective scale? What has fallen into place and what is it demanding of us? What is it demanding us to change, to come together on, to have a shared goal and purpose towards? We were reminded in February that we would need to shift who and what is happening to us and repositioning that as happening for us. Now, that has been a stretch at times. This implies to me that as we move throughout April, and knowing that we've got a whole 3 months ahead where our dreams for our planet, our humanity, and for ourselves as individuals are really being questioned and fought for, then we really have to see or allow the silver lining to appear. And it will come. Even as I say that, it's like my heart gets heavy, my throat is choked. Somehow we are going to find the resilience and the strength and the compassion that is needed. And in order to do that, we've needed to acknowledge our extreme fatigue, our compassion fatigue, our emotional fatigue, our rallying spirit is fatigued. And so there is something here in April that if we allow ourselves to move beyond our own minds and tap into this thinner veil between our physical and non-physical realm and call on that higher power or a higher frequency to bring the compassion and to bring the support and the stability that is needed, something bigger than us can help us and is happening for us. Okay, so a relatively short forecast in the scheme of things. And before we go, I'll get into some of the supports, but suffice to say that the lessons and the purpose are being completed. The faster that happens will be a direct result of the work you've been doing to date. Now, if you do need some extra support throughout the month ahead in terms of understanding this frequency, upgrading your own energy, as I've mentioned previously, do be sure to check out the very deep, detailed Q2 collective energy forecast. It's available at thelittlesage.com now. And included in that is the overview, not only for the quarter, there are some channeled messages from spirit, and I guide you through a process to connect with your spiritual support team and upgrade your energetic frequency and really tap into your hopes and dreams for the future. I did mention earlier about episode 143, which was the February forecast. It may provide additional support to you in conjunction with today's episode because they are bookends. Something else that you may want to work with throughout the coming weeks is anything that helps you to shift your perspective. For me, I'll often try writing just in my journal or a letter to myself, but I will do it from a different point of view. So perhaps I will write to myself from the point of view of a future self or from my higher self. Perhaps you may even want to do it in terms of an automatic writing, which actually allows you to channel your own spiritual support team. Meditation and breath. I actually spoke about these in an earlier episode back in March. They are a way of bringing us back from fight or flight and into a sense of calm. And that kind of quick shift in perspective may also be needed this coming month. There's something here about really grounding our energy, conserving our energy, being really deliberate and there's another word here I'm looking for, deliberate, Oh, the word escapes me. But anyway, we have to be deliberate in where we're putting our attention, whether that's on social media, whether that's, you know, on the internet more broadly, whether that is on our own health, our own well-being, so that we are restored enough to even help with what is happening beyond us. Just go gently. Still give this a little bit more time. Allow something beautiful to push up through the resistance and bloom, and you don't need to force it into being. So as I said, remember to grab the Q2 Collective Energy Forecast, and I invite you to perform your own. To do that, you can pop over to helenjacobs.co and download your free forecast calendar worksheet. And when you download that, you will also receive an email that's going to point you towards some free trainings that will help you perform your own forecasts and how to get the most out of the forecast that I share here. So you might want to do your forecast for the month ahead, but also for the quarter ahead. When you download your free forecast calendar and you get those free trainings, you are automatically on the list to receive my free weekly energy updates, and they will land in your inbox every Monday morning. So for more, be sure to check out helenjacobs.co. Hey, you've made it to the end of another episode, but maybe you're still wanting more. Why not subscribe so you never miss an episode, or go check out thelittlesage.com for all of my tools, tips, and trainings, or we might be a good fit to work together one-on-one. You can check that out at helenjacobs.co.